Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Dire Straits. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 1043 The Fan. We are going to go right to the phones because I want to spend a lot of time on this topic. I think it's going to be great. Joining us from Parks and Wildlife is Tappan Brown, and from ARC Anglers is Greg Felt. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning, Terry.
I'll tell you what a difference a year makes, huh?
It can't get much weirder, you know. If you take the total water that went down the Arkansas River last year and the total water this year, and combine them and divide by two, you get an average year. But they couldn't have been more different from one another.
I couldn't agree more. And Greg, we're going to get to you and talk about the fishing in a minute. But Tappan, we want to talk about the Arkansas Headwaters Recreation Area, too. It's kind of a unique park. There's a couple parks in Colorado that are set up this way, but stretches along the river. Why don't you tell people where it's located and kind of describe the park?
Sure. So Arkansas Headwaters, our visitor center is based out of Salida, and you're welcome to stop in here, check out our visitor center, get maps and brochures. But we spread out about 150 miles along the Arkansas River from Leadville to Lake Pueblo, and we have a number of campgrounds, fishing access, river access areas along the river, and a good chunk of that 150 miles is gold medal waters, as Greg can talk about some of the great fishing opportunities. But the fall is a great time to come visit in this area. We're having wonderful weather, 70-degree days, and all our campgrounds are still open. Beautiful fall colors right now. Great opportunities for wildlife watching, hiking opportunities in the Browns Canyon National Monument and surrounding areas. Mountain biking is extremely popular at this time of year. It's not as hot. A number of off-highway vehicle access places with the Forest Service, BLM nearby. Rock climbing, also gold panning is pretty popular. So if you would like to take your try at some gold panning, you can welcome to come here. All our campgrounds are open. They're going to be open throughout the fall.
Now, your campgrounds are spread up and down the river. Is that right?
That's correct. So some are north all the way up close to Leadville and down to almost Canyon City.
Now, are those campgrounds on the reservation system or are they different?
So we have seven campgrounds that are on the live reservation system, and you would need to call or go online to reserve a spot there. We also have a number of free dispersed camping sites that are along the river. And again, you stop by our visitor center and find some of our maps. There's some great free dispersed camping opportunities as well.
I would think with big game seasons about to kick off, well, archery season's already in full swing, but if somebody drew some of those management units down there, that the park would be a great place to make your camp at, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I agree. And big game season around here is very popular. We have some great units. So if you're lucky enough to have a deer elk tag down here, check out one of our campgrounds, set up base camp. Beautiful campgrounds along the river, hard to beat.
Now, Greg, I've got a suspicion that the fishing is going to be extremely good this fall in the Arkansas. You know, last year we had warm water and low flows, and we were actually cautioning people around the state about fishing certain times of the year. This year we had flows that ran. Well, they ran, I don't know if they ever stopped, tell you the truth, the flows, but they've slowed down now. We did get some really warm weather, but I think we had good enough flows that those fish should be really healthy. Now, we had a really late spring, which really changed the fishing. If people were fishing memories this year, they were in trouble because we didn't get any warm weather till almost the end of June. And then we got really warm weather, and now it fall's kind of easing its way in a little late. Is that what you're seeing down there?
Yeah, you know, I feel like right now it feels like how it normally feels about a month ago. It feels like the beginning of September. We're having, as Tappan mentioned, we're having highs most days in the 70s or even 80s. and then our overnight lows have been in the 40s and 50s. We haven't even had a frost in Salida yet, and the trees are really just starting to change color now.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. Now, historically in the past, when we've had the low flows like last year and other years, even though it's maybe stressed the fish, those brown trout have seemed to put on little growth spurts because the waters seem to be just a little more fertile for them. And I don't know where we're at this year. What are the fish looking like? Are they healthy? Are you seeing bigger fish? What's the state of the brown trout fishery especially?
They're doing really well. We did have to contend with some really high water there in June and July. But once the flow started to drop and that snowpack started to really recede, the river came down pretty quickly to where around the middle of August, it actually began to drop below average flows for that time of year. If you recall from past conversations, you know, the biggest kind of determinant at this point in terms of a brown trout's ability to put on weight and to make good use of habitat and food is current velocity. We got a pretty steep river here. It drops 30 feet per mile on average. So when you lower the flows on the Arkansas, more than decreasing the depth, what you do is you decrease the current velocity. It slows the river down, allows those fish to feed much more efficiently and really put on weight. So they've had about 6 weeks now of optimal conditions, meaning between 250 and 400 CFS. And, you know, the upper end of the brown trout optimal temperature range is actually about 67 degrees water temperature. And so we really haven't had issues with dissolved oxygen problems and fish being overly stressed in the latter part of the summer.
Now, as we're getting into the fall and the fishing's going to change and all those things are going on, are you pretty much done with float trips? You still float fishing, or is it mostly walk wade right now?
We are definitely floating. We always float through the month of October, some years into November. I've got every guide out today. I had just about every guide out yesterday and the last two weekends prior to that as well. So we are cranking. The water level is low. It's about right at about 300 cubic feet per second at Wellsville. So if you know the river and you're good on the oars, you can still get your boat through fine, but it's excellent conditions for wade fishing. You can pretty much get to anywhere you want to be.
Now, in a little bit, I'm going to have you tell people how they get a hold of you and how they book trips with you. But for right now, if I'm a weekend angler and I just want to come down and maybe walk wade it, or maybe I've got a boat, but how would I approach the river, and what type of presentations seem to be working right now?
Well, we're definitely getting into the fall kind of daily routine, which is some really excellent midge activity in the mornings. You won't see a lot of fish rising to adult midges, but we do excellent on midge pupa, usually till about 10:30 or so, and that's kind of fishing in the riffly water and along the seam lines. As the sun gets higher in the sky, you're going to see fish move off the edges and drop down a step or two off that shoreline. They'll be kind of sitting tight, and they're probably best approached with a tractor nymph rig until about 1 o'clock, and then our blue-winged olive mayfly start getting active. If it's a bright, sunny day, we'll have a good nymphal drift. If it's cloudy, we'll get a good hatch. But that moves a lot of fish into the fast, riffly water because there's so much food in the water column. And then late in the day, probably after 4, you're going to see them moving back out as the light gets lower, get back out on the edges. Still doing well with big attractor drives and streamers along the shoreline late in the day.
Well, one of the things I like to fish in the fall, getting late summer into early fall, a couple things I like to do. One is a hopper dropper, and the other is a streamer, and that's because of my eyesight and my casting ability. I can plop them down. I don't have to have a delicate presentation, and I can see them on the water. Either one of those still effective, or are they not in really what's going on there?
No, those are both great approaches. The streamers, really any time, but particularly early and late when the fish are out on those edges, and that's especially throwing them from a boat into the shoreline. On the dry dropper, we're doing a lot of that, particularly in the afternoon, where you've got a big attractor dry you can see, and then we're usually dropping down to a little weighted nymph and then an unweighted emerger behind that and fishing that through those fast riffly runs where a lot of these fish are positioning for the blue-winged olive nymphal drift.
I think a lot of people quit fishing terrestrials like hoppers too soon, because even if they're not prevalent, the fish really remember what they look like.
a brown trout wants meat, and we don't have a big bait fish population on this river, so our larger terrestrials and stoneflies are going to be the closest thing they have. So we typically do well on those big attractors, whether they're hoppers or the big stonefly type drives, right up through October. And that's certainly even more so the case this year with the warm weather we've had. The bushes are still full of all kinds of terrestrials that are active.
We are over our time. Greg, tell people how they can get a hold of you if they want to book a trip, or just, you guys are always great with just giving information or by picking up a few flies.
You bet. So we've got fly shops in Buena Vista and Salida. Our phone number is 719-539-4223. We have a website, arkanglers.com. That's ARK with a K. And that is updated pretty much daily with the latest information. People should understand that we consider information to be our number one product. And if we do well with that, everything else works out. So don't feel shy about just coming in and asking some questions and looking at the map.
All right, my friends, thank you so much. Great information, as always.
Thanks, Terry. Terry.
You bet. That's Tappan and Greg from down at the Arkansas Headwaters. Just great information. We're going to take a time out, and we're waiting for a phone call to be joined by Ed Gorman and talk about the walk-in access and upland game on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.